This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Daniel Knowles. Thank you so much for joining us on this podcast, wherever you are listening to it or watching it, whether it be on iTunes or Facebook or Google or many of the channels. And we look forward to seeing you at our 7th Mile High event coming up August 15th to 18th. You can reserve your seats at www.milehighchiroregistration.com, which is what really brings the Mile High Podcast to life. And today, I am so grateful to have our guest here today. She's been a guest at Mile High. She's been a guest on the podcast. She's been a guest speaking at Mile High and is returning to the stage again. And she's also our neighbor. We really could do this video, this video live and not virtually, but Dr. Janice Hughes is known throughout the chiropractic profession as a leader, a teacher, an author, a coach to thousands over the years, and really an inspiration to so many in chiropractic to lead and impact more lives. And I am so grateful to have her here with us today, even though we're just across the way here. So welcome to the Mile High Podcast, Dr. Janice.
Thanks, Dr. Danny. It's just a pleasure to connect.
Yes. And, we were just talking a little bit about really how we so much as chiropractors go to programs, and sometimes we travel to a program across the country, and then we see each other, and we really are that close.
Yes, yes. So, or the fact that sometimes if we're not careful, I think we do all of that. You know, I can describe that for myself, you know, at the phase or stage in my career when I was still like speaking on so many stages across the country and across the world, and was not almost doing certain things within my own community. You know, and based on some of my own personal values is, you know, how or why I began to change some of that, you know, because that was the point that, you know, I have three sons, and my youngest, who knows Danny, your youngest son, you know, they're a couple years apart, but as he was a triple sport athlete, literally, I wanted to be back in my community. I wanted to be at some games.
Right.
Versus I was just on the road all the time. And so there was a lot that really shifted. And that's kind of why for a number of years, you know, some would say that I was out of chiropractic. And you're never out of chiropractic, but that just wasn't my main focus, mostly because I wanted to again, like really live my value structure. So, you know, that's where or why now it's been really fun these last couple of years coming back and supporting you guys at Mile High and supporting some of the other great programs.
Well, and that actually touches on a really important point, which is that as chiropractors and so passionate about what we do, sometimes we can fall into the trap of forgetting that we're multidimensional beings and have so many other things in our life. And that doesn't deflate or minimize any other area of our life like chiropractic, because we're having another area of our life that we're putting energy to that actually can enhance that and bring who we become because of chiropractic and what it's brought to our life, and bring that into a greater expression somewhere else. And I wanted to talk about your favorite quote, because as many people know, there's been a lot of change in my life lately and a lot of reorganization. And the quote that you shared that we're going to put on the top of this podcast on the iTunes page is really very fitting. And it's the "how you live one day is how you live your life." And, you know, equate that to the chiropractic experience. You know, can you share that, like the how you see that when you're in that world of trying to serve people to the best and also serve your family and other aspects of your life?
Yeah, it's a quote, and I laugh because that's sort of for myself, what became my own personal quote. Like, it's not, you know, and it's probably a paraphrase. I'm sure there's someone else out there far greater than myself that has a version of that. But that's really, that's my wording for when I was running that very multidimensional life. You know, I was still a practitioner. I was focused on training as a coach, coaching others, speaking. I had all of these different roles. And I think it's so imperative that we begin to understand that, you know, the thoughts we think, the actions we take every day are what are creating and manifesting our next stages. You know, and we spend so much of our time, I know, I mean, I did, and there's still times I do. Like, when I talk about this, Danny, I think it's because I'm still trying to really create and focus on this in my own life. But we spend so much time with what was, I didn't do this, or even all of, you know, your tribe and the Mile High tribe, you know, we're in practice. And if we're not careful, it's, well, I didn't get this done. Or even with a patient, oh, I should have said this, you know. And so we spend a lot of our time that's very future, like, or past oriented. And then the other extreme is we go to the future. Well, when this happens, then I'll do that.
Right.
So even when I coach so many chiropractors, you know, I would take a look at how many people didn't have congruency in their own lives. You know, they'd say that their family was such a high priority, and yet, you know, their office hours, they were never home for dinner and or working Saturdays, like not doing some things with family. And this isn't about a right or wrong. It's that as you get clear in your own life about your values, about focusing on who you are, you know, that allows you to really say how I live today, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but how I live today is really all that I have, or what you learned, maybe all that you could have had. Like, thank goodness how everything has played out, you know, but that really has you, like, when you come to that point, like, again, it's not how many hours could I or should I have been in the practice, or how many things, you know, should I have done. It's, wait a minute, I only have this moment potentially. So that's where, for me, it's really a way that it captures, wow, how do we focus on who we be? And all those other roles or all those other things we do, is that really a congruent reflection of who we are right now?
Yes. And how much so, how you choose to live your life day to day and moment to moment, in personally and professionally, affects things down the road that you don't even know how it's going to affect them.
Yes.
Because having that experience of, wow, I am so glad I made so many choices, and I could have made many better choices than I've made, but the one, there was, you know, many great ones that really then, you know, played out to being where I am now. And that happens so much in practice, that you make choices with how you take care of a person, how you set up your fees, where you put your location. And, you know, it has so many ramifications, even for to how you raise your kids or how much time you spend with them. And all those little choices really, you know, how you live your day is going to impact so many things. And we're so not conscious of that in so many areas versus becoming more conscious.
You said the interesting word conscious, you know, because a lot of people then say to me, well, okay, so I do want to create change. You know, does that mean that because I've been doing these patterns, or like you say, doing all these action steps, that now I'm stuck with that, you know, or this is all there is? And the short answer is no. Like, you can change in an instant. You can change in today. But then it is identifying, well, what are some new habits or patterns or thought patterns, you know? And so what I like about it is, really, it's to me such an empowering statement, because if I make some new choices today and then really want to continue that, I can create my new reality. Right. So it's like the quote really taps into what I call the manifestation formula, you know, and there are certain aspects of a manifestation formula that allows you to create whatever this dream or whatever you want that even new reality to be. So, you know, that's what I like about it. It's really focusing on right now. and the awareness or consciousness that you're describing.
Right. And intentionality.
Yes.
You know, being intentional about how you're living this day, and your life and the choices you make throughout. Now, I would imagine that some of this is part of To Inspire Women and tell people about To Inspire Women. And I'm assuming it has some, that some of this brought that to thinking, brought that to life.
Yeah, well, let me also explain kind of where the impetus of To Inspire Women came from. You know, as I did all that work within chiropractic, and then I actually popped out into what I call like a pure business world, you know, literally raising money for a biotech that is founded by a chiropractor. And that's a whole other conversation for another day. But through working with building a company and growing that and like 100xing that, then literally what were some of the, I'll call it pure business principles that fit with everything that I knew as a chiropractic coach. And so then as I came back into the profession, the scary part for me, I took a look around, and we've all said, it's the 100th monkey that, you know, we're soon going to be seeing a higher percentage. There's soon going to be more awareness. And as I came back in, the reality is it was a little bit like Groundhog Day. You know, we had the same number of people we're serving and or less in, you know, percentage wise. We unfortunately, if anything, have more struggles for a lot of young practitioners because of their debt load. You know, schools, as we know, have just gotten more and more expensive. And so taking a look around, it was like, well, where can I make change? And what I recognized, and I call this my legacy project, is that for me, and this is where you and Rochelle have done such an incredible job, where, you know, where I can make a real difference is with some of the young women in the profession. And even some of the existing doctors, I can show you 10 and 15 and 20 year practitioners that it feels a little like Groundhog Day for them. They don't know how to build an exit strategy in their business. Chiropractors don't have as much wealth as they deserve. So looking at all that, Danny, the impetus of To Inspire Women was purely, I'm going to call it that niche of, wow, we have a lot of young women in this profession, and how can I help them? Mentoring, guiding, coaching. And two women, amazing role models, Dr. Kim and Dr. Shaylin, are people that I've known their entire career. You know, Dr. Shaylin was one of my associates. And we built a model where, as I transitioned and sold my practice to her, Dr. Shaylin has done more with that practice than I ever did. She is more successful. You know, thankfully, I've been able to share some of the principles with both Dr. Kim and Dr. Shaylin that I took a lot of years to learn. So they are both more successful. They are both more wealthy, younger than I, you know, was. So, you know, the impetus of To Inspire Women is, where and how do we help that sector of the profession? And the funny part is, like, literally my background, my coaching experience is that through the years coaching thousands of chiropractors, I actually coach more men than I did women. And a big part of that is I'm such a strong driver personality, you know, learning to become very business minded. But I just realized that now at this stage for me, really, I get teasing that it is the women in chiropractic that are finally going to change things. And so that was the impetus of To Inspire Women. And yes, as you say, like, we've built a coaching model. I took and I said, where or how do I create a framework, a blueprint around some of these concepts? So we have multiple things. Like, the first thing we've done from July, when we decided about this in 2018 to the end of 2018, is we just created free resources and things we can seed out that aren't just for women. You know, it's through To Inspire Women, but it's, you know, 50 ways to fill your practice. You know, that's a coaching premise that if somebody even just took that ebook and applied or implemented a few things that they aren't doing, they could grow and they could probably, you know, 3x or 5x their business, you know. And And we're not trying to just become another company. You know, we want to align and support with all the great people that are already in existence. And I smile because some of the people I used to coach are now the ones that run all the new groups and coaching companies. And I'm thrilled with that because it's about collaboration. The real way to make change, I knew that through To Inspire Women, how do I focus and help more young women in the profession through some of the other companies and collaboration. You know, I see way too much disjointedness in the profession of, well, this company does this and this company does that. And again, I don't need a day job anymore. You know, what I am called to do, and I believe my legacy project is really shifting and asking a lot of questions about how do we collaborate more? You know, and you and your involvement with Sherman is an example. Like the schools have been so insular if we're not careful. Versus look at what, you know, Dr. Cordero and, you know, Dr. Ron Oberstein have done, for example, in the last year. You know, co-sponsoring, you know, a couple of luncheons, doing some things together. Because together and in collaboration, we actually all rise. It doesn't take away from any of these individual companies.
Well, and I love to say all the ships rise together. Like when one lifts, they lift the other. And I really want to say relative to chiropractic, and you mentioned Sherman and women, that aspect of chiropractic is crucial now. We recognize that and are grateful for that at Mile High. The female attendance registration level for chiropractic college is amazing, and it's going to make such a shift in the consciousness of the profession. Yeah. I don't know the number now, but I know a year or two ago, Sherman itself was at 49% female registration. And it may have passed it, and then
it's, you know, if you look across the school, across the boards right now, depending on the incoming class, all the new, so the school population may not yet completely reflect it, but all the newer classes, like it's anywhere from 45 to 55% that are women.
Yeah,
that transforms healthcare.
Right, absolutely.
One of the really wonderful things that I have been fortunate, like working with so many female CEOs, is it's really called the hard versus the soft qualities of leadership. And, you know, we all know there was really that very masculine model for a lot of years, like 10 and 15 years ago, you know, it was the Lee Iacocca, you know, Coccas, the Jack Welches, you know, these models of leadership that were completely male dominated. Now we know over 10 and 15 years, there are more women CEOs, executives, professionals. But the frightening statistic is that entrepreneurship alone, there is now new entrepreneurship is about 68% women driven in North America per year compared to men. The challenge, so we're almost at 70% of these new companies and entrepreneurial projects are women driven. The problem is that at best, they generate 50% of the income that a man does. And so you can start to see there's still so much disparity. So, you know, again, I think you're right. Like we're really seeing this shift, this amazing shift in chiropractic. And I know personally, like way back, my class was such a small percentage women. All the boards I sat on were a small percentage women.
It was that way when I attended Sherman. Yeah.
Yeah. And now, you know, quite bluntly, we've got so many amazing women in the profession doing things, but sometimes they're still not sitting on those boards because quite bluntly, we don't need to go to another meeting. Like I tried the academic thing for a little bit and wow, like that is so not my energy, you know? And so we still, now there's so much more awareness, but I guess for me, the advantage is I can publicly say those things, or Tristan laughs because, you know, again, I love so many of the things like Tristan is doing, you know, with Cairo Sushi. And, you know, I've challenged Tristan sometimes, even on the way some of our male leaders talk about women in the profession, the words they say. You know, I don't want that for this next generation of women. You know, there's been situations that have been embarrassing, the way that some male leaders have treated myself or other women in the profession. So, you know, again, you're right. Like, you guys, and part of that is because of the amazingness of your wife, you know, and who you are and what you have really done, like leading the way with women speakers and women attendees. And, you know, so we now have this platform. I'm also just going to suggest it's not enough yet.
Right. And it's going to continue to grow. And that's one of the reasons with Mile High, we're very intentional and very conscious about who we choose to speak overall, what they represent in chiropractic, their organizations they're involved with. And we're very intentional about that and very intentional about the demographics of our speakers, that they reflect chiropractic. And one of the things we hear, you know, as a whole, and one of the things that we hear every time I have people cut, like last Mile High, so many people came up to me like, wow, it's amazing to hear from these, you know, powerful, inspirational, strong, fear somebody use women, you know, which is one of the things I'm really glad that we, you know, remind chiropractic profession as a whole about, you know, during it.
Yes, absolutely. Last year, I have to say that you like that fierce and very powerful and, you know, from that women perspective, like, you know, and you guys heard me say this, like, best yet. And how do we keep evolving that and supporting that? And, you know, so again, for people listening, like, how do you get yourself to Mile High? How do you also show, whether we like it or not, for the majority of the men in the profession, like 80% or greater of their team are women.
Right.
And for their women, I still remember years ago, one of the most major stages, you know, it was a seminar in those days that had about 3,000 chiropractors. And, you know, so many of the women just came up to me and said things like, it is so refreshing to see a female on stage. Mm-hmm. Well, thank goodness we're so far from that now. But now what's refreshing is for you guys really featuring all personalities and all styles of women. You don't have to be fierce. You don't have to be a driver. You don't have to compete. Like I keep hearing those, well, can women bring it? Like, what the heck does that mean?
I remember having, I had that conversation with Kathy Colby. She's like, what does that mean? I'm like, I don't know. And hey, I they'll go nameless, but a few years ago I had someone, I was asking, oh, who would be a good female speaker? And someone told me there was none, you know, like, you know, that is going away, that kind of,
because they're the women, so many amazing women are busy leading their lives, building a practice, raising amazing families. So because you're saying that they aren't out there, you know what, shame on us as a
family. Right.
So the good news is, like, we're in a different playing field. And every year, what you guys are doing and creating, and that's, for me, you know, Danny, so key too. Like this is not about, so for To Inspire Women, this is about, how do we support your tribe? How do we support more of the women in your group? You know, and and again, even from a business perspective, a money perspective, like I've had now, you know, someone that's coaching with Dr. Pam Jarboe, you know, and I did a, you know, sort of an interview with Pam. And I said, absolutely, like, I'll just talk to some of your key people. And she's got an amazing woman she coaches with that only needed a little tweak on her money thinking and her finances. And she can probably add another $1 to $2 million into her business over the next 24 months.
Right.
That's going to change things. That changes things. And that woman now, working with Dr. Pam, who we all know and love, is going to so, like, grow, and what that money and change will do for her. And so it is not, so we can all serve. And what I want to describe is, I made so many mistakes leaving so much of the business out that I left so much money and wealth and prosperity on the table. And so it's not bad to talk about your business hand and your service hand.
Well, I'll tell you something about that. I want to mention something about team also, relative to what you said. One of the things of helping someone speed up the process, for example, just in the area of practice, when you think, like, 3, 4, 5, 10 years to get up to speed. And if that time had been shortened, what you could have made in those years that you lost because you weren't thinking well or doing the right procedures or doing poor procedures, and like what that would have earned over that 10 years that slowed your progress, or would have earned in investments if you had that over 10 years spread out that you didn't.
Yes.
This is why mentoring our graduates, male and female, like everybody, we helping them get success early is important. And it makes a difference in us having more impact in the world. And also you mentioned about team and how 80% of our teams, often our staff are often female, and realizing for them to get inspired. Like I always tell people, always, you know, never miss a program and always bring your team, like bring your team to Mile High. So if they're 80% female staff and they're getting, presentations by 90% male, that's not necessarily going to influence them as well as if it's half and half or more percentage female. It will make a big impact of their impression of chiropractic when you're bringing 3 CAs to Mile High and what they're going to gain from that and what level of inspiration they have in a big way. And people don't necessarily think about that. Right. And we want people to be intentional about that, of bringing their team to Mile High and realize it's going to be a great environment for them to come back and bring more impact into their community from that experience of their team being just be lifted up.
Grow your team, you know, the psychographics of your team, not just their skill set.
Right.
And then even there's other ways, like we are one of the only professions that doesn't even think also about, you know, how to better financially reward our team. And I'm not saying you just do that short term by I'll pay them more, you know, but you can build financial bonus structures in. Like years ago when I sold my practice, a percentage of the sale went to my key CA because she had helped me build that business.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot of ways, but you're right. Like as a profession, you know, bring your team to amazing programs, you know, have them break bread. It's not even just about what is in the room, you know, it's about in the hallway. It's about some of the vendor areas, because you guys so effectively also bring really congruent vendors, you know, and just people that want to support, you know, all of your attendees. So that's why I've just been a raving fan of Mile High right from the beginning.
Well, and I'll tell you that, because you talked about hallways. You know, Jack Borla is the king of hallway talks.
He is. Jack has a little seminar going on, like wherever he goes.
So, and I mention one more thing about To Inspire Women and ask you about it. However, having you been at Mile High, I don't even know how many years, maybe most of the year.
I missed 1 year because of a family commitment.
And what's the Mile High experience been for you and meant to you? As
Mile High for me,
and as an attendee.
Yeah, for my Mile High for myself, as a speaker, it's just a wonderful place to be able to, you know, support great chiropractors. But as an attendee, is, you know, it's something that's in, let's call this the West, even though Colorado isn't super West compared to California, but, you know, it's a hub. It's an amazing place. And we know, because we live here and love it, there's just such an interesting energy. So people coming here, attendees coming here, that's a big, big advantage. You know, the way you put your program on, the hallways, you know, it's, from my perspective, it starts to become a little bit more, for me in the profession, like a little bit of a family reunion.
Right.
I get to see some people that I don't otherwise see and break bread with or connect with. And so I think on so many levels, there's an opportunity at Mile High. And for some of you listening that are, say, still newer in the profession and don't, you know, maybe have as big a network, this is the place to build it. Like you can connect with Jack Borla in the hallways. Like where else does that happen? You know, and I could list probably 15 or 20 people that you have come that are absolute icons and leaders in the profession. And so it's one place that a young doc, a newer doc, can practice. Somebody with some challenges, like Like, let's have coffee, you know? So if there's going to be a lot of people, I don't need more CE hours. So I don't have to sit in every session. Like, I'll go for coffee this year with somebody and help them grow or help them figure out how to double their business over the next year. Well, so you pull that together on top of the program.
I will tell you, I obviously, as an attendee, attended programs across the board in chiropractic, you name it, I went to it. But I got so much from being there with the people, you know, the fellow attendees, even the people that weren't speaking, but somehow were influential and shifted the direction of my life because I was at that program and hadn't spoken to them, or an exhibitor that just absolutely changed my life and my practice and equipment and changed the lives of people I'm taking care of.
Yeah.
So that's what people that I like seeing in that community at Mile High. Now with To Inspire Women, how do people connect with it and what would be a starting place to want to get to know you and who's involved with it?
Yeah, the fastest and easiest way is through Facebook, and it's number two, To Inspire Women, and through our Facebook page, you'll start to see that fairly regularly we'll list like a lot of the free resources, like some of the eBooks, like some of the links where you can get those resources. The other thing on To Inspire Women is you'll see if you start to scroll down, a lot of the content that's already been there over the last number of months is not only a lot of amazing, you listen to some of the Facebook Lives we do, and it's all very content driven, things you can use. We also do a lot of interviews with some pretty amazing female chiropractors, so it's definitely, that's kind of like the first place, by all means, even again, just utilize a few of the free resources. The other thing is, and I'm sure you'll put that, just put my direct email or, because for me at this stage, I just do a lot of complimentary consults and conversations with people because you're already often part of another amazing group. And sometimes it's just a quick little tweak, And so, again, I have a scheduling place where people can either do that or like really because of the world we live in, like Facebook Messenger is like still, to me, that's almost like the new text messaging, So even just myself personally, you can just look up my personal page, and just even send me a Facebook message through that.
Yes. Yes. Well, I look forward to people listening, viewing, seeing this podcast in whichever channel, because it's maybe going out all over the world in different channels. But we're going to have in the notes how to connect with you and how to, and that will all be available. So I want people to follow up with that and make sure when you see Dr. Janice at Mile High, you give her a hug, you say hello, and get to know her and tell her something that you learned from her, from podcast, or from To Inspire Women. Can you say anything about what you're going to be sharing at Mile High?
I'm going to be sharing what works best for you and Rochelle. And I think we better tell people to stay tuned for that. Like I am this really eclectic mix. So we've just spent a whole bunch of time talking about business, but one thing that so many people still don't know is I'm a philosophy diplomat.
Right.
I was one of the first classes of the Diplomate program. No coincidence with the 33 principals, there were 33 of us that graduated in the first class.
Isn't that amazing?
So I love making sure that we sprinkle philosophy in it all. So stay tuned for topics.
Yes, and I guarantee you it will be philosophically based.
Absolutely.
So again, everybody connect with To Inspire Women, and also we look forward to seeing you at Mile High August 15th to 18th. You probably should just black out the whole week and enjoy Colorado. It's beautiful.
Yes.
I always tell people, just don't fly out to Colorado and just see the Denver airport. Like, make sure you get at least a day to go somewhere, especially that time of year. For especially your team, to take them out for a hike or something
Yes.
is Like, what an uplifting thing to do for your team, make it really an experience. So we look forward to seeing you there, www.milehighchiroregistration.com. And Dr. Janice, thank you so much for all you've done for chiropractic, chiropractors, women in chiropractic, chiropractic teams, and, you know, the public that impacts by them rising up and really embodying that all the ships rise together. We really appreciate that about you.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me on, Danny.
Thank you.
Like our page on Facebook, www.facebook.com/milehighchiro.